Welcome everyone to Balance Your Life podcast. My name is Megan Farrell and I'm the host of this podcast and the creator of Balance by Megan. On this podcast, we talk about all things yoga, wellness, health, and spirituality with guests from around the world. So grab your crystals, grab your essential oils, and let's dive into it. Welcome back to another episode of Balance Your Life podcast. My name is Megan Farrell. I'm the host of this show, an international yoga and meditation teacher and creator of Balance by Megan. If you've been listening to the show for a while, thank you so much for joining us once again. And if you're new to the show, I am so excited that you decided to join us. Today, I am joined by Dawn Oliver. Dawn is the founder of Well Explored and has over 16 years' experience in the luxury travel industry. Well Explored is Dawn's latest venture and combines her years of experience in travel with her passion for wellness. Dawn creates signature wellness retreat experiences, individual travel packages, and corporate wellness retreats at hand-selected destinations and resorts worldwide. So, especially right now during COVID-19, you might be thinking, you know, I can't travel right now, but this episode is such a great opportunity because we talk about something new that Dawn is doing, which is virtual retreats. And also, this episode might give you a little bit of inspiration into where you want to plan your next retreat once we are done and out of lockdown with COVID-19. I know I am dreaming about warmer destinations and the next time that I can get on an airplane and travel somewhere new. On this episode, we talk about why travel and yoga go hand in hand and the transformation you can have from both. Why wellness travel can leave you feeling more rejuvenated, replenished, and optimistic for weeks after your return. We talk popular travel destinations in the wellness space. We're also discussing virtual retreats, what they are and how they can benefit you during this time of COVID-19, and how to take care of yourself and your health before and after travel. So you guys are going to want to listen to this whole episode because at the very end, Dawn is giving all Balance Your Life listeners a discount code to get some money off of your choice of virtual retreats. So this concept is so cool. We dive more into it into this podcast episode. And the wellness retreats, the virtual wellness retreats, are in some of the coolest places. So if you hear one of these locations and you've always wanted to check it out, this might be the perfect time to check out a new destination at an extremely affordable cost. Plus you get a discount. So make sure that you go ahead and grab that discount code at the very end. Before we dive into today's episode though, let's just take a moment to talk about my freebie for you guys. So it is a calendar and a playlist. Each month, I released a themed playlist and calendar. We are in May, so this theme is Rise. And it is 31 days of yoga and meditation videos. And the intention is for you to rise up and to take care of your physical and mental health and well-being. So 31 days, they range in all different lengths. And if this sounds like something you'd be interested, make sure that you follow along on my YouTube channel. So you will see a playlist dedicated to May 2020 titled Rise. And you can also grab a copy of your calendar, which if you join my newsletter, you will get it linked to you right away. You can print it off if you want. You can cross off the days as we go through them, but it's to hold you accountable. And then extra bonus points, if you can get a friend to join you on this journey, even though we are in lockdown, you guys can pick a date and a time. You can make it like a little virtual date and do some yoga and meditation together. How cool is that? So the link to grab your Rise May 2020 calendar will be linked in the show notes. I will also make sure to link everything for Dawn in the show notes as well. And without further ado, please welcome Dawn Oliver from Well Explored to the Balance Your Life podcast. Welcome to the show, Dawn. I'm so excited to have you on.
Same here. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So can you let our listeners know currently where in the world you are joining us from and what it is that you do for a living?
Yeah, of course. So I'm joining you from my bedroom here in quarantine in Florida. So I live in South Florida, just north of Palm Beach. So thankfully, we've got some beautiful sunshine and we can get outside a whole lot. But I definitely have been spending a lot of time inside working.
It's been brutal, eh? I know. Every time I see like the sun, or like I have some friends who are from California, I'm like, it's still where I'm. So I'm just outside of Toronto. I'm like, it's not horrible out. We got a little bit of snow again yesterday.
Oh
so it's
my
like,
God.
We can't even really like escape by going outside for like walks. So
yeah, that's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. How have you been? This has been, I think like the fourth or fifth podcast interview I've done with us in quarantine. So how are you doing?
Yeah. So, you know, everybody keeps talking about this slowing down during quarantine and having some time to kind of get into our inner self. And while I really want to do that, especially being within the wellness space, I feel like I dove in completely within this like crisis control management. So the first 2 weeks were all, because I'm in the travel space, we're all canceling, postponing, and just managing that crisis management with all the retreats we had booked.
Yeah.
And then I went into like another 2 weeks of like financial control. And then at that point, and I had this dawning for the virtual retreat series that I'm launching, and I've just been full steam ahead planning for that. So that's been my quarantine.
Yeah, no, I'm so excited. We're going to talk all about the virtual retreats because I think it's an amazing idea. But I feel the same way. Everyone's like, oh, I've been slowing down. I'm like, nothing has changed for me. I feel like I'm working just as hard as I did before, which is, I mean, that's the joys of being an entrepreneur, right? But yeah, I've been doing the same thing. So before we talk about what it is that you're currently working on, I want to back up and just talk about, how did you even get started in this space of, wellness travel, we'll call it.
It's such a great question. So I started my career in travel in 2003, after I graduated from NYU in New York. And I started working for a hotel company, for Rosewood Hotels. And I was working for these amazing, beautiful Caribbean hotels. So I felt like I had the best job on the planet, especially being 21 years old and getting to go down to these 5-star luxury resorts in the Caribbean. I was like, this is my job. It's insane. But then, like everything, life flows and life happens, and I kept working, and I have the tendency, and I'm sure a lot of your listeners might relate to this, but I have this bit of a workaholic tendency and this like type A personality of needing to achieve and grow and achieve and grow and all of this. And it's a little bit, of this kind of vicious cycle. So where I found myself then years into it, where I went from being, you know, a sales coordinator, sales assistant, to a director of sales and marketing for luxury hotels. So I was like in this, you know, really great job, but I was traveling myself to like the bar. You know, I just couldn't handle the being away so much. I couldn't control my schedule at that time, because I was just away more than I was home, you know, and managing sales for properties like that, like you're doing road shows, you're not traveling and, you know, laying on a beach, you're doing road shows and obviously dealing with client things, but you're just away all the time. So I just kind of hit this breaking point. And I think that this is a similar story that a lot of people have when they come into any sort of wellness sphere, is you hit a breaking point, you can't do it anymore. And funny enough, or maybe not so funny, but you know, we're in this time of, you know, the virus and this whole pandemic with COVID-19. Back in 2009, I got the swine flu.
Oh, okay.
Wow. And it was really a big deal that year. It didn't turn into this pandemic where we shut down borders and everyone stopped, but a lot of people died that year from the swine flu. And I got it. And I got it because I was traveling myself to the ground. I wasn't taking care of my immune system. I wasn't taking care of myself at all. I was just completely focused on the task at hand and not paying attention to my body, my mind, my health, and it crumbled. And that was my turning point where I started making the shift towards wellness. And I can kind of keep going through what that's like, but I don't know if you want to.
Yeah, no, that's been awesome. Thank you so much for speaking on that. And I think I hear it all the time, especially like yoga falling in the wellness industry. You know, yoga teachers, we know that in order to make any sort of decent living, you can't just do it from teaching classes. And I feel like there's a lot of people who are like, I'll prove you wrong. I'm going to teach 25 to 30 classes a week. And you start to, like you said, you kind of fall out of love with it because it's just, you stop doing it for your practice, right? You're doing it because you're teaching it. And it just, it becomes, you burn out from it. And I can imagine, I'm reading the book, Why We Sleep by Matthew Walker. Have you ever read it?
No, I like that.
No, it's so good. And he specifically talks about sleep. And one of the chapters is all about travel and sleep and why traveling can be so hard on the body, especially when we do it, you know, all the time. And I'm not talking like a week vacation once a year, you go, like everybody, you will adjust from that. But in, you know, pilots and stewardess and travel influencers and bloggers, why it can be so very hard on the body. And when you're talking and saying, you know, how you got super sick, he talks about it from the perspective of the immune system crashing. So I think that's, it's nice that you actually drew perspective to, you had a great job. I mean, who doesn't want to work in 5-star luxurious hotels in the Caribbean? Like, sign me up for that. But like you said, you were on the road, you were traveling all the time. There was no time to be at home and kind of like actually enjoy the fact that I get to go to 5-star hotels. You're not sitting on the beach enjoying everything. You're selling, you're doing your a job. So I think this could be a really great transition into, why did you decide that you need to switch gears and what did that look like for you?
Perfect. So that was 2009. I started nursing myself back to health from the swine flu, which was really pretty intense, but I made it. And it was the same year that I had just met my husband at the time. We weren't yet married, but we had met maybe about a month or so before, and he was teaching yoga. So he was this like totally different energy for me because he was teaching yoga and riding around his bicycle in Miami Beach. He had kind of like finished another career and, you know, taken a pause and was just had this like really chill, you know, very peaceful life, it seemed, or, you know, and I was going a little crazy. You know, I was really kind of coming back from being a bit sick and realizing I just had so much on my shoulders. And with the whole financial collapse at that time, we were gearing up then we were looking at our travel schedule for the upcoming year, basically. And it was like away, 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 away all the time. And I was like, I can't do this anymore. So I quit. I mean, I resigned with like 2 months notice. You know, I mean, I just was like, I quit without having anything else. I just threw it in. I said, I need to just see what life is like at home a little bit. And so from that space, I started doing a little bit of consulting. You know, I mean, I can't sit still for too long, but I basically went from traveling nonstop and working like 100 hours a week to working maybe 20 hours a week. So it was like I had a whole lot of space, a whole lot of time and space. And my husband and I, you know, I came from more of that business and hotel background, certainly, and he came from a much more creative space, and then within yoga as well. We started building a company, a yoga clothing company called Yogisa. And so I was writing the business plan and he was coming up with the designs, and it was just this whole, you know, kind of collaboration together. But it was within that same time that I was taking yoga classes because I was influenced by what he was doing too. First, I started taking yoga classes at a gym before I even met him. It was all happening simultaneously. And then we met and I started taking Kundalini classes and Ashtanga classes. And I was just kind of diving in a little bit more and realizing that when I paid attention to my body, coming from the person who just was always full stream ahead without paying attention, when I was paying attention, everything was flowing more effortlessly. So just like most people that kind of get into the yoga a little bit, it's like you drink a little bit of it and it feels good and you want a little bit more and more and more. And so that's what happened with me. And then we started designing a business around it. And that was the first wellness business. And then I ended up connecting all the dots between the wellness and the travel. That came a few years later.
Yeah, no, that's so amazing. And then we joke about it all the time, like friends of mine, and we say like, once you start drinking like the yoga Kool-Aid, like you just can't stop. It's like, you think you're coming for a workout or for good stretching. And then I haven't known anyone who's like, that's all they've come for. They've always come away with like, you know, I feel like I'm more in flow in life, or I'm more peaceful, or I'm more compassionate. Like it's just all these other pieces that come together. And I feel like I talk about it all the time. But what I love about what you do is that you've combined yoga and travel together. And I think it's something like, I mean, we hear about international retreats and we're like, wow, that sounds like such a great concept. And I find that some people I talk to don't see the connection between yoga and travel. And for me, I'm like, it's all about transformation. And I want to talk about, in your opinion, like, why do you feel like these two really go together? Because I 100% think that they do. And I think that more people need to kind of embrace yoga and travel together.
Yeah. Well, I think that when you're traveling from the standpoint of really filling your soul and filling yourself up, so not the work traveling, not the corporate traveling, right? But when you're traveling really for yourself, it's this authentic connection to the destination, to yourself, and to the people that you're with that connects this full circle, right? And this immersion that I don't think you can achieve in the same way when you're fully in your regular life. So when you're in your regular life and you might be taking, you know, a few classes here and there, it's great. And especially because it can help support you and manage the daily stresses that come through and the unexpected challenges and all that, you'll notice that the yoga practice will help you with that. But when you get to really fully immerse yourself in a retreat, that is where the extra transformation is occurring.
Yeah, it's so amazing. I was just reading an article on international travel and wellness retreats, and the lady so eloquently put it, and I wish I could remember. It was in the Optimize magazine, and if I can think of it, I will try to link it in the show notes for everyone, because it was a really great article talking about the benefits in itself of travel, and especially when we do it from a perspective of self-care and wellness. And she was saying that there's studies that show when you come back from travel and you've been fully replenished and you're in a good headspace, like the effects last 3 weeks afterwards. And it's 3 weeks in the sense of like you're more positive, even if you're going back to work, and you're more optimistic about life and you're just in a better headspace. So how did this wellness travel retreat business for you come into flourish? And how did you put all the pieces together and decide, hey, this is what I wanted, this is what I'm going to do, and this is why I want to offer it to the world?
Yeah, absolutely. So back in 2014 was the year that I was pregnant with my son, with my first and only son, who's now 5. And we were also at this turning point within our business, within the Yogisa business, which is the organic clothing business that we started. And it's just a really, really tough business on fashion, clothing, on production, manufacturing, all that stuff. And we were just realizing that it was a really good idea to diversify. So have my husband continue focusing there, and what else could I do? And I always had this travel bug with me. Like I always felt like, even when I came into the wellness space and I really kind of left the travel space, because that's what happened during those few years. I kind of came into the wellness space and left the travel space at first. And I always felt like there was something missing. And there was always this, within the travel space, I always felt like there was these deep connections with even the colleagues that we had, that we would see once a year, and everybody from all around the world would come together into the same place. And it was just so cool. It was just like this really, really deep connection to the people. And that's, I think, what's always driven it for me. So within that same year, I'm pregnant, I'm giving birth in September. In November that year, I got a call from one of my travel friends who had said she had an opportunity for me to do some freelance work with Condé Nast. And it was something that I had put out there like a year before or something that I was really interested in doing, because I thought it could help support our business that time too. And it came around at such an ironic, kind of insane time, because my son was like a month old, and I'm thinking, I don't know, can I do that now? Why didn't this happen a year ago or 2 years ago, you know? And it's just like a freelance job, so it's not a huge amount of time, right? But we talked about it, and we decided, we knew we wanted to diversify. So we decided, okay, let's do it. And when my son was 2 months old, I was on a plane to London without him, which is sounds insane. And that's a whole nother story. But I mean, it was only a couple of days, and I managed and all that. But in any case, from that, I started little bits of traveling. I had made the commitment that I wasn't going to be away more than once a month, maximum like 3 days. Like, I really got to design my schedule. So what I got to choose, and I was working with the Caribbean again, so I got to choose where I was going, when I was going, and make it work within my life as a new mother. So I was not over traveled. Within that same time, everything just kind of, I think when you let go a little bit, pieces align. And this is what has happened during different stages of my life. And you always see bits and pieces of it, and then you're kind of in it. And then again, it might dawn again, and you have that all that alignment. So this was a time where a lot of things were aligning, because I was in transition. So at that same time, I had some friends, hotelier friends, that were just happened to contact me, and you know all these yoga people, and you know, you're in the yoga space, we know what you're doing there, and we want to get into retreats. And my husband wanted to go surfing at this amazing 5-star property in Nicaragua, because that was like his favorite, his dream. And he had planted the seed, why don't we propose to them, bring some of our friends there, bring some of our yoga friends there for a retreat, but we'll showcase the property to our yoga friends, who then will bring back groups. So this was kind of like how it was designed. And it's actually what we call in the travel industry a FAM trip, which stands for a familiarization trip. And in the travel industry, this is when we bring travel agents and media to properties, basically to showcase the properties. So I just thought, wow, well, let's bring the yoga instructors and retreat leaders down. So we did our first wellness fam trip in 2015, likely, to Macul in Nicaragua. And it was awesome. We did several retreats there after. It was like the retreats just budded without saying, I'm going to design a retreat business. And it budded. But it was through that connection of having developed a wellness business, knowing the travel industry inside and out, because that's the space that I had developed for so long, and then connecting those dots as well as the connections with the people. So it just came together very organically, and now it has grown since.
Yeah, you do, how many trips a year would you say that you guys are doing now?
So I don't lead the trips. So when I'm doing the trips, the actual retreats for other teachers, I mean, we're probably doing maybe 15 a year for other teachers. Wow. But then the FAM trips I do lead, those are the trips that I bring the teachers on. And those FAM trips, I mean, right now I had a whole schedule this whole year.
Oh, no.
I was probably doing about 10 this year. And yeah, that's gone through the window.
Yeah.
Oh. So I'm not sure how that, because that was really starting to build up. Last year, maybe I did four,
that's
three.
So awesome. You know,
this year, I was doing a lot more. So we'll see how that continues.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I feel like everybody who's like got that travel bug right now is just like, it's just like such a bummer of a time right now. Like I understand that there's horrible things going on in the world and people are like, oh, like I want to go on a trip somewhere. I feel so bad. So totally like a little side note, my dad turned 60 this year and he's not a huge travel bug, but this was the year he wanted to travel. And we talked about a couple of things. He's not a gambler, so this always really confuses me, but he loves Vegas. They went once and he was just like, it's so great. There's so much to see. You don't even have to gamble, which from what I've heard, I know that's to be true, but I'm like, it's probably not going to happen this year. And his birthday's not till November, but I feel so bad about it. From a totally like personal question of yours, where do you guys tend to do a lot of retreats, or what seems to be a more popular destination for retreat leaders to bring people down?
Well, I think Costa Rica and Mexico are always top on list. And I think that has a lot to do with sometimes price points and the bit of the connection with nature, the adventure, you know, so that's always like kind of top on people's list. And I do programs there, but I also like to introduce retreat leaders to destinations and properties that might not be where everyone's going, like cool. Bali or Mexico or Tulum in Mexico, right? So I focus on the Caribbean still for the work I do with Condé Nast. So that's always a focus for me. I'm a local expert for Condé Nast. And so I have several islands that I like to direct people towards. I've done programs in St. Lucia and Dominican Republic and Antigua and Bahamas. But you know, Europe is really big for Americans and probably Canadians too, for retreats. So I have retreats in Portugal and Spain, Scotland. We were there this past November. And I had my first retreat scheduled to Greece this May. So that was a new one for me. And that was really pretty awesome. We were completely sold out for Greece. So we're attempting to postpone that for September and kind of just praying and fingers crossed every day.
Yeah, no, for sure. I know. I feel like everybody's just, not only are they just kind of over this being lockdown thing, it's everybody just wants to get back to kind of like their normal, whatever that looks like for them.
Yeah, I think now, hopefully, I mean, nobody really has that magic crystal ball, like what will happen in the travel industry as we move forward. But I suspect that people still will want to travel, but perhaps as we transition into a world where we're allowed out and we're allowed to move with ease, that maybe people will support domestic properties a bit more. Maybe they'll feel more comfortable being closer to home, at least initially. And, you know, we live in, I mean, North America, so you're in Canada, right? And I'm in the US, but North America is just full of wilderness, of nature, of so much. So I feel like it's a really important message. And the entire, you know, the global travel industry is more than 10% of the world's GDP. So it's like people that when they're ready to get out there in the world again, you need to support hotels. You need to support travel because it fuels so much of the world's economy. And I just think that, people will hopefully get back out again.
Yeah, no, for sure. And before we switch gears a little bit here, I was reading an article because apparently that's what I do. I feel like that's all I've been bringing up in this podcast interview. But there was an article about the top 12, I think it was like wellness destinations worldwide. And there were like four of them in Canada. And it seems like to me, I was like, wow, I never even really considered that. And when you look at the locations, you're like, yeah, they're beautiful places. Like one of them is like Lake Louise in Alberta. And I'm like, that makes so much sense to me. It's such a nature hub, but it's something that it just like, as soon as I read the title, I was thinking like, Bali or Thailand, Costa Rica. And I was like, wow, four of them are in Canada. That's amazing. Very cool.
Because so many people initially think like, oh, I just got into yoga, I have to go to India or Bali and stuff. And while that's like really cool, if that's what you're called to do, you don't have to go to India or Bali to be a real yogi.
Yeah. Well, and I think this is a really cool segue because maybe not India or Bali right now, but you are giving people the option right now to kind of virtually retreat somewhere. So let's talk about how did that vision come to play for you and what does it look like for people who want to join?
Yeah, that's so awesome. Thank you. So back to quarantine. Yeah, initially it was very much of like the crisis control, and that's the space that I was in, and I wasn't really allowing any kind of vision or space for creativity. But it didn't take long, you know, just thinking about we support our family through the travel industry. And nobody's traveling. So that's the only income that we have collectively with my husband and I, really. So I thought my sister actually had given me an idea about some virtual experiences. And what's really kind of near and dear to me within the properties that I visited, the retreat properties that I like to showcase, are the people there. And it's always the people behind that vision. So when you have an amazing place, there's somebody who has thoughtfully design that. There's somebody who has put every single piece of what the final product is together. And when you get to retreat there, you get to meet those people. So that is really kind of how the essence of the virtual retreat, that's kind of at the center of the virtual retreat. So I have several different destinations. The virtual retreats run over the weekends. So we're starting tomorrow, which is April 25th. We're recording today on Friday. So we're starting tomorrow with Spain, and we go into Portugal on Sunday. And then next weekend, we have Bahamas, Costa Rica, California. And then we'll get into a little bit more of the Caribbean and Greece. So each day, there's a different featured destination. And what that means is when we get into our explore session, the owner of that property or the visionary behind that property will showcase something very tangible for people to take away, wellness tips from around the world, really. So healing tips from Portugal, or the owner in Spain at the property called Masquee is really into the macrobiotic diet and living. So you'll get like these really tangible tips, but you'll meet them, and you'll also do a virtual tour through that space. So that's all within the section that I call explore. But then pre and post for that, we'll always start the day with a great yoga class. So we have more than 20 retreat leaders on this virtual retreat series. So they'll be leading yoga classes, healing sound bowl sessions, astrology. We have a few chefs. We have, we have a whole bunch of different teachers and healers connected. So I felt like when we can combine ourselves together, we're stronger together, we're supporting the yoga and wellness community of people, and we're supporting the travel and tourism people who have all had to close their doors and don't have other real online ways of getting themselves out there.
Yeah, that's so amazing. I think it's absolutely genius because it gives people a chance to kind of, you know, get away, even though, yes, you're stuck indoors, like you're checking out a new destination. And maybe this is something like, you know, for me, maybe I've never really thought of Spain, but I'm like, oh, wow, this sounds like a cool virtual retreat. I'm going to go in it. And now I'm like, oh, man, next year, you know, when this is all over, I'm going to go to Spain. I'm going to go check this out. And like, it kind of gives you new perspective of like different travel destinations you can do. And you get to do, you know, like yoga and other wellness modalities. And so is something that goes on all day, or do you kind of check in at different points throughout the day?
Yeah. So there's a morning session. And depending on the day, it starts at typically about 10 or 11 Eastern time. And then right from the morning session, we'll go into an explore session. So the morning yoga session will kind of rise people up and get people energized and invigorated. And then we'll have a chat. basically. So we'll all be together at that same time. So that'll be about 2 hours between the yoga and then the explore session. Then we'll take a break. And with many of the days, the explore session, we're kind of leading into some sort of like lunch break. So whether we're giving you healing tea recipes from the Ayurvedic background, or we have a chef from the Bahamas that's going to do like a little cooking demonstration. So there's, in most cases, there's some sort of food element that we'll transition you into. Then we'll take a break because we won't be in front of the screen, you know, the whole day. And then we'll come back in the afternoon. And the afternoon is typically a little bit more of a slowdown. We do have some yoga sessions in the afternoon as well, but it's typically a little bit more of a slowdown. On Saturday, when we go off with Spain, we're going to get into an astrology workshop. And then we're going to do what I call social chats. So each day we'll have time to connect and engage, because this is the other element, I think, of a really great retreat, is the connection with your other retreat friends. So we'll have these social themed chats each day, and we'll get to meet our retreat leaders and have a kind of curated conversation around different topics. And then we'll end with a sound bath. So it'll just be like that relaxing sound bath, or we have yoga nidra. We have a couple of different sound healings, because that's just such a great way to end the day. But we also have yoga nidra, and we have like an energetic yoga flow, like a slow flow. So there's different ways, meditation and manifesting we have with our friends from California. So there's all different kinds of ways for us to slow down.
Awesome. And I think this is like such a great time to be, you know, to be alive, I guess is what I'm trying to say. But I mean, yes, we talk about the COVID and being on lockdown, but like, how incredible is it that we can connect still virtually with others right now? Like, we talk about, you know, when the Spanish flu came by, even the swine flu back in 2009, I know we had internet and stuff, but I don't feel like there was this online community and online presence that's here today. And like, how amazing is it that you've come up with this idea to do virtual retreats and still connect people around the world? So I think that is so very cool. And like, kudos to you for coming up with this idea.
Thank you. Thank you. I guess, you know, because I'm such a, like, that type A, you know, busy kind of personality, even all the yoga I do, it's, you can't really knock that totally out of you. But I guess the only way for me to properly slow down during this time of quarantine is to actually create something myself and force me to do it, because I will participate in the whole retreat. I feel like I'm super busy preparing and planning and organizing all the people and the places and such. But once it comes time that we're running the show, I will be participating as well.
Yeah, amazing. So before we kind of like end off, and I want to send people your way and to check out these virtual retreats, when the travel ban is lifted, if you will, or when we're allowed to, you know, leave the comforts of our home, what sort of wellness tips do you implement? So I'm just curious, if someone were to come back from travel, you know, we discussed earlier in this podcast episode that travel in itself can be a little hard on the body. And maybe not so much so if you're in the same time zone, but I imagine you come across other people who are coming in from different time zones. And because you have this experience of travel so much, what sort of wellness tips and tricks do you implement in your life, maybe before going away on a retreat or coming back away, that somebody brand new may not think to do?
Yeah. So I think it's quite simple. And I think that it really comes down to being sure that your body is in a good, healthy place. Number one is sleep. You need to get proper amount of sleep. It's so basic, but I mean, the body really needs and wants that 8 hours of sleep. My body does 7 to 8 hours. I'm okay with 7, but under 7, I'm not so good. So I feel like regardless of where you're traveling, if you get a good night's sleep, I like to travel with essential oils. There's essential oils that are great for disinfecting and great for your immune system, great for when you're tired, you know, great for helping you invigorate. So there's tons of obviously different essential oils, but I travel with essential oils. I try to get really good night's sleep. I try to get in some sort of yoga practice, and it's not always the same. So if I have a really busy schedule that day, I mean, it might just be, you know, 15, 20 minutes like of some sun salutations. It really doesn't have to be this rigorous yoga practice, but some sort of movement. And of course, I mean, it's kind of like the basic things, right? Sleep, exercise, eating well, but it's just like, this is how your body is able to take on the extra challenge of the flights. And one other thing, depending on where you are in your wellness journey, less alcohol. And I say less alcohol because it's like, come on, you know, you have a glass of wine or something, but I know if I have that extra glass of wine, I just feel terrible, you know, the next day. So I really can't. And if you're traveling and you've had a couple of glasses of wine, your body won't appreciate it.
Yeah, no, I think the sleep thing is so underrated too. I remember when we came back from Hawaii, we were there last year at this time. It was amazing. And I was okay the day we came back. I was like, oh man, like I feel great. And what was the time difference? It was a 6-hour time difference for us. But so we came back on a Wednesday. I felt fine Thursday. It was like, obviously didn't affect me. I'm ready. I'm here. I'm good to go. And then I went into my 300-hour teacher training that same weekend, and it like totally messed me up. I remember hitting this wall at like 11 o'clock in the morning, and it was like, uh-oh. Yeah. I was just... you don't fully appreciate too, like what the body goes through, because it's also like adrenaline too, right? When you're going somewhere new or even coming back, you're like, I have so much to talk about. I have so much to say. What a great trip. Or I'm so excited for this trip. And the body gets like this adrenaline going. And then you have to take care of yourself afterwards. And I would even say that to retreat leaders. When I came back from leading a retreat, I was like, I'll be fine. Like, I don't need to take any days off. And next time I do lead a retreat, I'm like, I'm definitely planning for like 2 to 3 days off after leading a retreat, because that in itself is a lot of work too.
Yeah, I think that you have to be graceful with yourself. And I think you have to know what your responsibility or commitment is. If you are traveling and you know that you have to hold space for other people, maybe even give yourself a day before to kind of center yourself. Or if you're traveling and you're making airline connections and it's just your family holiday or your vacation, don't plan tours the next day. Chill out. Mm-hmm. So it's like understanding what you're doing and what your responsibility is and what kind of energy that you need. And perhaps don't book the cheapest flight that's at 5 o'clock in the morning, you know, because you're going to have to wake up at 2 o'clock or whatever that is, right? So it's like, be mindful of what the schedule is and how it's going to impact you.
Yeah, so good. Perfect. Do you have any other like little tidbits of information you want to leave our audience with when it comes to traveling or retreats in general?
So I think that if somebody is new to wanting to get into retreat planning, I can definitely help them navigate that space. Just the same way as you have, you know, accountants and you have attorneys that are really, you know, specialized in those areas, and yoga teachers that help guide you within the wellness space, you know, working with a seasoned travel professional, travel agent is really helpful to help you navigate that space. So I would love to work with anybody on their retreat planning or their personal individual travel. So that's something, it's nice to have, you know, when we work together on individual travel, it's so fun because it's like, you know, you get to work with somebody like you're their friend, like you're their like best friend on just creating this great dream trip. And it doesn't cost them anything to do because we work on commission when we do that. So it's just nice to have a seasoned travel planner to throw things back and forth with.
Yeah, no. And coming from personal experience, the last retreat I co-led with a friend of mine, and we're both seasoned travelers. Like she lives abroad in the winter time in Canada. Like we're both like, we got this. We did in Costa Rica where I used to live. And I was like, we can do it. We don't need anybody's help. And as soon as that retreat was done, I said, never again will I try to plan this on my own. Mm-hmm. It was a great retreat. And I'm like, everybody had a great time, but as you said, holding space for people is energetically a lot of work. And even when it's a great time, if you could just unload that, like
all the other stuff,
all the other stuff, Dawn is the ex,
Dawn is the expert at finding the place. I'm going to leave everything to her and I'm going to show up and be the best version of myself I can be without the headache of like planning meals or tours.
And dealing with people's stuff too, the collecting of the money and the you know, organizing people's flights and rooming lists and, you know, all this stuff. It's that to me gets to, it's organization and it's not holding space. So I do all the logistics, all the details, all the organization, and we work together on it a little bit. I mean, you're definitely clued in for sure, but you don't have to deal with that stuff. And then you show up and you hold your space for your students. They love you and you're fully ready energetically too. Yes. You're not exhausted before you even get there.
Yes. From personal experience, we'll be doing that next time. I'm like, leaving it all to, I will show up. That is what is required of me. And I'll like, I like to be part of it too. So I like, I'll, you know, ask questions and stuff, but yeah, no, I definitely think.
You plan the vision. The vision is still all yours. I just help you bring the vision to life. And you're still talking to your students about it because you're promoting it. The vision is all yours. You just have support with it.
Yes, for sure. It's the same thing with hiring a coach and stuff. If you could shave off, you know, all this headache of figuring things out by the free stuff, you're light years away by doing it that way. Before we send everybody your way to check you out, check out this virtual retreat, I have something what is called the bonus round. It used to be called the speed round, and then I took people off on tangent, so it wasn't a speed round. So we're renaming it the bonus round. Are you ready?
Sure.
Okay. What is a podcast, book, or resource that has brought you value and you would share with our audience?
I listen to so many podcasts these days. It's definitely, I'm listening to more podcasts than books. I mean, the one that comes to mind right now, and I don't even know if this is the one, but for some reason it dropped itself in my head, is the Rise podcast with Rachel.
Yes. Hall. Yeah.
Because I just love her approach. She just kind of really simplifies things. And there's a lot of tangible takeaways there too. And in some ways she's really funny. So yeah. I look forward to listening to that one. And it's been a while since I've really gotten to read some good books. But right now I'm reading, a friend of mine, Jasmine, wrote a book called Extraordinary You. And she has a book called Extraordinary Mommy. So I'm reading her Extraordinary You book, and it's really just throwing back, like being your own therapist, I guess, and really just kind of diving into that inner self. Cool. and navigating your inner space a little bit better. So I haven't actually completed it, but she writes books really easy for you to tangible takeaways, which I like as well. And it's short. So that's the one that I am actually in a book right now, even though I haven't read too many lately.
Yeah, no, good. Yeah, I know. I feel like you looking at my podcast, there's like 24 shows on it.
Yeah, me too. I need to clear some out because there's a lot that are just taking up space.
Yes. Yeah. There's a few I'm like, I got to get rid of that. But honestly, more than half of them, I'm like, I listen to them. I love a good podcast. Who is your favorite influencer or person to look up to for inspiration?
So funny. So again, I don't know if it's the favorite or the top, but it's the first one that dropped itself in my mind. So that's the one I'm going to go with. So I work with Keno McGregor, and we do all of her film travel. And, you know, I send her to some amazing places because she films around the world for her channel, Om Stars. But I just think Keno is so admirable in the way that she takes on so much. Her and I are very similar in the ways that we work. Actually, funny enough, my former assistant is now her assistant. And she's told me that you guys like are like so similar in how you operate, which I just think is funny. But I just admire how she's able to take on so much and then still be this present of light to people and be able to hold that space for other people. And I just think that's amazing. I think she's one of the hardest working yogis out there. Yeah,
she's incredibly inspiring. And like, not only is her personality amazing, like her backgrounds and her photos, I'm like, girl,
you live an awesome life. Like, there's always beaches and beautiful backgrounds. I'm like, oh, yeah. This is amazing.
I've sent her to a lot of those beaches. I've sent her to some of those favorite beaches.
Oh, so good. What are you grateful for today?
I am so grateful for the people in my life right now supporting me. So my husband supports me so much in the work that I'm totally focused on doing, whether it's helping our son with what he needs or helping me navigate things that I need technologically. My parents and my in-laws are nearby, and especially as I am, you know, preparing to launch this virtual retreat series, and it's just such a huge undertaking. I have had endless hours of work and days where they've been there to help me with my son. So I'm just so grateful for having that support. And I have to always kind of remind myself of that I have so much support, because sometimes I feel like I'm in something all by myself, and I know that I'm not.
Oh, amazing. Yeah. Shout out to like that internal support system, right? It's so good. I'm so curious about this one. What is your spirit animal?
So lately, the last year or so, I've really felt like it's the eagle, or some sort of, you know, prey bird. The eagle, the osprey, it's come to me several different times. And I don't know if it's always been that way. I don't know if you have like a spirit animal and it's that spirit animal always or whatnot. But earlier this year, when I was really kind of setting my intentions too for the year, the word that I came up with for the year was expand. And I feel like that's what the eagle showcases for you too, that expansive view and kind of soaring to new heights. So I think that that's what really resonates with me right now.
Yeah, and flying and traveling.
Like, my husband is clearly like the dolphin. He's like the animal, you know, the fish. And maybe my son is a lion because he's just so stubborn. But I think that I am the eagle.
Yeah, that's so good. I'm the dolphin, so I resonate with your husband. 100% I'm a dolphin. Yeah. What is your favorite form of self-care to practice?
I'd say journaling. I think that that's something that's unraveled itself for me. And it wasn't something that I always did. And quite honestly, I sometimes can let go of that practice a little bit, but I realize when I have that each morning, there's things that come up that are really interesting to me that I didn't even know what was in there. So I think that if somebody was interested in trying something on new, it could be interesting to try a journaling practice.
Amazing. Dawn, this has been such an incredible conversation. If anyone wants to check out your work and join the virtual retreats, where can everybody go and find you?
So my website is Well Explored, and that's spelled without the E. So it's WELLXPLORED, wellexplored.com. And that's also me on social media. Currently with the virtual retreat series, we're offering your whole community $10 off using the code BALANCE. So they can get $10 off of any of the virtual retreats, whether it's one full day immersion or it's the entire series. Actually, I'm not sure when this will launch, well, when this will air, but we're doing a limited time buy one, gift one promotion where you can still use the balance promotional code and you can get buy one, gift one to a friend with that $10 off.
Perfect. I will make sure that all of this information is linked in the show notes too. So if anyone is driving or the hands are occupied, it will all be in the show notes. But this has been so much fun. I am so excited to see what comes from these virtual retreats. And I'm fingers crossed hoping that you and I get to do something together in the very near future, because I love what you're doing. I love the destinations you choose. And I think it would be amazing to bring people down and just have travel as a form of transformation as well.
Yeah, awesome. So nice to connect with you.
If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure you give it a 5-star rating and review. It takes 2 moments of your time and truly does make a difference. in growing this community and showing support for the show. Make sure to stop by and say hi on social media, take a screenshot of this episode, tag our guest, tag me, and hashtag the show, hashtag BYL podcast. Share it out on your Instagram stories so that we can share it out on ours, and I will make sure to slide into your DMs to say hello. Until next Monday, everyone, I can't wait to see you then. Namaste.